Back in Camp Sheet Sports Zone on a Wednesday night, final one of the 2025 season, as Beckman Catholic boys coach Mike Maloney joins me now as the Blazers are off to a 4-1 start since we last talked. They are 3-0 as they took down Comanche 59-26 last Friday night on the road. Maquoketa Valley 63-53, coverage we had here from KMCH Sports on Saturday late afternoon. And then last night, a Tuesday night win over Maquoketa on the road, 60-43. Going back to Friday night, coach, at Comanche, never a pleasant drive having to head down to Comanche, I remember from my Big Bend days, but always better when you're able to get out of there with a win and you beat the Storm by 33.
Yeah, Comanche has got a new coach again. You know, when you go down there, as you've already alluded to, it's anything can happen. It's the Wild West. Sometimes, you know, we never blame officials for anything that happens, but you're going to get some crews you've never had. They're not used to you, the way you play sometimes when you go south of the Quad Cities. It's just not people that make it up to our part of the state. So there's a lot of factors that can go against you. And I just thought our guys were determined to make the game our style, you know, faster paced, putting pressure on them, making them make passes. You know, they don't have a lot of experienced guards. They got some height to them. And I just thought we did a great job getting in their face, putting pressure on their new guys and being the experienced team out there. And a lot of balanced scoring. We got a lot of great looks at the rim because of our defense. And, you know, like anybody right now, nothing's perfect. You know, I think all the games I could talk to about our offense execution getting better and better in the half court, and it's going to have to. But if you can go on the road, whether you shoot it well or not, play defense, rebound, not turn it over, you're going to give yourself a really good chance to win in this league. And this league's really tough, as you've alluded to when you're talking to me before this. Mm-hmm. A bunch of teams that beat the other team then lost the other team last night. Everybody's kind of 1-1. So you got to show up every night in the RVC.
No doubt about it. You went out of conference on Saturday, took the short drive down to Delhi, and got out of there with a 10-point win. A good start, and then you back and forth a little bit. You pulled away and then able to hang on over the Wildcats. A good road win for your team.
Yeah, Eric's done an incredible job over there. They're really well coached. They run a lot of different stuff. They put a lot of pressure on you in different ways, play multiple defenses, do different things, always seem to linger in games regardless, and it's kind of what Saturday was like as well. But, you know, going to Comanche the night before, they were off getting ready for us. Mm-hmm. And we're a different look for them. I thought, you know, some things didn't go our way, and we didn't necessarily bow our heads. We didn't really change our style. We just kept going with the aggressive defense. You know, first quarter, Brady Wall got loose. He's a really good player, probably going to be an All-State player. He had 11 points in the first quarter, and we made a few defensive adjustments. And, you know, I don't usually, if you've noticed in these interviews, call out individual players for their stats or their accomplishments. We just talk about what our team needs to do to win. But I do want to give a shout-out to Andrew Schlarman. He played incredible defense on Brady, completely took him out of the game. I think he only had 4 points the rest of the way, and one was a late desperation three. So Andy's a heartbeat kid to your team. He's a kid, if you had 100 of them, you take it every day. Almost any kid doesn't work as hard as Andrew Schlarman. And I laugh and tell the kids, like, Andy will go on the brink of death for us to win a basketball game. We just need you to dive on the floor. Andy does everything right. He's a great kid in school, so... had 9 points on top of it. I just thought it was a veteran club win. Things didn't go our way. We didn't fret. We kept moving the ball. We kept using our advantages against them. You know, they wanted to go small, which I think helped us a lot with Jake being in foul trouble. And our quickness, I think, that they're not used to outweighed in the end. But it was a heck of a ball game, kind of a rivalry little one there.
No doubt about it. You mentioned Jake Wegman battling through adversity with the foul trouble. Still had 12 points, but some kids stepping up. Brady Gogol and Tavion Barnhart offensively to help your team.
Yeah, we're a deep ball club. I think, you know, if you look at our stats after last night's go-in, you're going to see four guys averaging double figures. You know, I told the TH last night, teams are going to need to pick their poison, and I thought Brady did a great job. Who they decided to cover him with, he made the reads. They were guarding some of our shooters, and so he's going to get in the lane, and he's going to mix it up either through the pass, or he's so much stronger, able to finish. You know, laughing this summer, I went to him, and I said, you know, you're going to work a lot with Coach Cusick during practice on post moves. He's like, Coach, I'm a point guard. I'm like, yeah, but you're a 6'3 point guard with some strength. You know, if teams are going to sag off you because you don't want you to load up our shooters, we're going to be willing to put you down low and make sure that they got to respect you around there. And he's done a great job coming over and helping us out. So I've been very appreciative of that. And like I said, other guys, you know, Noah is our leading scorer and didn't have his best night that night. But other guys stepped up. Andrew chipped in 9. And that's what our team is. That's what we want to be. It's self-sacrifice for some of these guys to not get as many shots in a game. But when it gets clicking and we actually start hitting some of these wide-open looks we're getting, I think it's going to be pretty pretty.
You stayed at home one more night, stayed on the road, I should say, one more night last night, taking the trip down to Maquoketa and took down the Cardinals 60-43. As still not the greatest shooting experience, but getting it done, finding a way, and then holding the Cardinals down.
Yeah, we held Ellinger, their leading scorer, 20 points a game to 6 points. You know, Andrew on him, of course. And, you know, yeah, we were 24 for 58, only 8 for 25 from 3 with great looks. And some of that was them wanting us to shoot those to get the pace up. Anytime you go down to Jackson County, it's wild. And it just seems like our kids... The gym's just different. The band was there. The girls bring energy from their game from Maquoketa. And, you know, we didn't necessarily play five-guy team basketball at all times. You know, I thought we got in our own modes at certain times in the game, but we really ratcheted up the defense and stretches in the second and third quarter and grew the lead. And they might make a run, but it was far enough away where we could stop them. And their role players became heroes, and that's one of our keys to stop. But, you know, our defensive average is 40 or less. We didn't hit it, but we kept it right at 43. So, proud of the guys, got a ton of guys in again, but definite things for improvement. I got my little sheet here that has, you know, the Kirk Ferentz sheet where I write the time down of the game and what we want to talk about. There's about 25, 26 clips on there that the guys are going to need to learn from. And hopefully we can get that in today. It is finals week for us, so trying not to distract them too much.
And one more game until the Christmas break coming up on Friday night as you will host Monticello and a team coming off of a good win last night, of course, against Cascade, their rivals. So have to be ready for the Panthers, but you'll be at home.
Yeah, it's nice to be back home. Should be a good crowd. We have alumni night that night, so any Blazer alumni that are listening that played, boys or girls, stop on out. You'll get recognized between games. And then we're going to take on a really well-coached team. Not surprised that they won last night because this league is tough. There's people bringing good players off their benches this year across the board. So you got to show up every night. They're going to want to beat us, and we're going to want to beat them. And whatever team plays better, they got one of the best players in the conference. If not the best guy, you know, every night it could rotate because this league is that good. So we better be ready to play better than we did last night.
Indeed. All right, Coach, have a good break. Good luck on Friday night. Happy holidays to you. We'll see you when you come to Manchester on January 2nd, if not before. Take care. Thanks for your time, as always.
Yeah, happy holidays, John. Thanks.
You betcha. Michael Maloney, head coach of the Beckman Catholic boys basketball team. His squad off to a 4-1 start. Big game against Monticello coming up at home in Dyersville on Friday night. We continue on more of the KMCH Sports Zone right after this from KMCH Sports.